Library Love.
Library Love.
Library Love.
From the Northfield Public Library, the Director of Library Services, we have Natalie Draper with us.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. Morning, I never Natalie. Get tired of that song. Good morning. Except, you know, I have to say that we really don't shush people anymore.
You don't?
No, we don't. We don't really? Have ever a shush-free zone.
Really? Mm-hmm. Does anybody act up or talk? Or
really, no. I mean, people talk, of course, but I think. Yeah, I think we're post shush. We're officially post shush.
When did that end? Was that like a new millennium thing?
We gradually eased out of shushing, but you know, they're just such active community spaces now that, you know, last night we had this amazing concert, The Reminders. It was part of the Rochester Civic Center Music Series. They do the Arts Midwest Gig Fund grant, and they send these fantastic artists from all over to southeastern Minnesota, and then they kind of finish it off with a really big concert at the Civic Center in Rochester. So they were here last night, and it was loud. It was great to be loud in the library, right? It was just really fun.
A loud library. Yep. Wow, man, that things have changed. It's a new era, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Blast.
We were talking before we went on the air. You've got a real busy month of March. I have
34 programs in 31 days. Yep. And it's and I mean, it just gets busier from there, right? Because we get into summer and so,
and it just gets busier.
Yeah, it just gets busier. But it's really fun. And we have tons of stuff, pretty much something for everybody, every age.
All right.
You can imagine.
And we are joined now by Northfield's Poet Laureate, Rob Hardy, is sitting in with us. Rob, thanks so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You have, should we start off with that, the event?
Yeah, let's
going
go
on?
Ahead and into this, because it's a really cool project that Rob came up with, and we're partnering with Poet Laureate.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So I'm calling it the topographical poem, but it's really, I mean, you can think of it as separate poems that people have written about different places in Northfield. And then, so I've kind of come up with an itinerary starting in Way Park and then moving over across to Oaklawn Cemetery, asking people to write poems about these places and then actually giving readings of those poems in the places that they're about. So it'll be both a collection of poems and a moving poetry reading across town.
Oh, interesting. Now, how do people participate in this?
So you can go onto the city's website. It's northfieldmn.gov.
That's correct.
And there'll be information there about, but basically it's just, there's a list of places and you can write about other places that are on the list, although we might not be able to go to those places to do the reading. And then just basically email them to me, and there'll be an anonymous judging process. I've got a couple of other people who will read through them and pick out ones for the program.
Sounds like fun. When is there a deadline involved here?
The deadline to submit them is April 14th, so Friday, April 14th. And then the reading will be on Saturday, May 13th.
Okay.
And we'll have more information about that when...
Now, are there any parameters while writing the poetry? I mean, does it have to be a certain length?
I think we said to keep it to 2 pages or less. So not a really long poem, but...
No epics,
but it can be in any style. And we'll just kind of put them together kind of like an anthology and either post it on the website or maybe we can get it published. We don't know. We'll see what we end up with.
All right. I like that. Kind of just dive in. We'll see what we end up with. That's the way good things happen right there.
And I think people in Northfield really like opportunities like this so many people have asked me, when are we going to have sidewalk poetry again? And I think that people really like these opportunities to come out and share their poems publicly and sort of celebrate Northfield as a place where poetry is important and where a lot of people write poetry.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that is true. Offering venues and a place for, you know, a vehicle for this to happen and for people to have a voice. Yeah. Very important. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
Rob's been running our open mic poetry, too, at the library on second Wednesdays.
Yeah. So second Wednesdays, 6:30 to 7:30, people just come in and bring poems that they've written that they want to read, or poems by other poets that they want to read. And we've had, you know, about a dozen or more people each month. It's, mm-hmm. I think the word's getting out, so people are coming. Mm-hmm. So we have regulars and we have new people each month. We've got college students, so it's really fun just to come and have a chance to read.
And that'll be happening this Wednesday.
Yeah, then. So on the 8th.
On the 8th.
Yep.
All right. We've got a quick second Wednesday this month.
Yep. Yeah, really.
Once again, Natalie Draper and Rob Hardy are with us from the Northfield Public Library. Anything more about the poetry before we get into some of the other things that are happening? Or
I think Natalie can take over.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Thanks.
Whoops. Whoa. Was that your visual aid? You didn't bring
it
in a visual
aid. No, Rob is my visual aid today.
Right. A talking visual aid. Right, that's the
exactly.
best kind.
Yeah. Anyway, I've been slacking on the visual aid, but I'm working on something so big for next month. We'll
something
see
big.
That, yeah.
All right. Boy, I'm excited already.
No, yeah, you'll have to describe it for the folks at home, though. So, yes, like I said, 34 programs in March. I'm not going to list them all for you right now. So if folks want to see what we've got going on, the community calendar, of course, the city's community calendar, everything's there, and on the library's calendar as well. I do want to make a note for folks who are coming in for the tutoring, because we do have that after-school tutoring every day, weekday from 4 to 6. They take a break for Carleton student exams. That is, so this week, this coming week, this is the last week until the 27th. And then they'll run March 27th through the May 31st. And again, all those dates are in our calendar, but just for folks who are counting on that, this is the week to come and bring your students in for that tutoring.
All right.
And then they take a little break for exams.
That's a good program.
Yeah, that's great. I also want to mention some of the, I know you have some folks coming on to talk about this a little bit too, but I want to get this on folks' radars. An Irish celebration, March 17th and 18th in the Library Atrium. We have quite a few programs celebrating Irish history and culture for St. Patrick's Day. Fine Irish writing, which will be readings, selections from Yeats and Haney, Kavanaugh, a whole bunch of other folks, Joyce, of course. Concert with Laura McKenzie, Celtic Breeze. Those are both on Friday. Saturday, there's Celtic Harp, Bagpipes and More, and 9,000 Years of Irish History with Tim Madigan. So it's really cool.
Yeah, Tim is coming in, I think, on the 13th, a week from Monday. We'll talk more about that. I think he's going to bring a couple people with him that are being presenting that
Very
day.
Cool.
So we'll talk Irish. We'll get our Irish on next week.
Excellent. Excellent. We're looking forward to it. And I wanted to update folks a little bit on the Oasis project.
Yeah, please do.
Along. Yeah. So as I mentioned before in this program, but for folks who aren't familiar, we are opening a satellite location later this year at the NCRC. And it's an interesting little space, but it's been an important kind of gathering meeting space for folks, and there have been free books in the space. So there's already sort of a maybe a need expressed there. And it's a perfect place for library services to meet folks who maybe have a harder time getting downtown too, and are already receiving services out there.
Where's that at? Do you go in the back door?
So the CAC entrance, so closer to the high school side.
Okay.
But it's accessible from anywhere in the building. So if you're coming in through the 50 north side, you know, you just come down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
If you're coming in the CAC or the Head Start entrance, it's basically right between Head Start and CAC.
Okay.
And it will be fully staffed. It will be basically a full service library, but it's a pretty neat little, it's a liminal space. So it's sort of basically a wide hallway with a patio. We're really excited about this, but this month we start work. So the Friends fundraising has been going really well. They met their first goal for 22. Of course, we're still in the midst of fundraising, and we'll basically build it as we are able to raise funds. So if people are interested in supporting that project, they can find more information on the library's website and on the Friends website. But we will start basically prepping the walls and power and data and lighting. So that you're going to start to notice some changes in there if you go into the NCRC for any reason.
I can't wait to see it. It's promising to be like one of the coolest spaces in town.
I think it, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say that it will be.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's a bold statement, but I'm prepared to make it. I can stand by that claim, I think. It's going to be very cool. The community is going to have a really heavy hand in it, which I think libraries are – libraries are an act of creative placemaking, I think. Like, the community is very involved in how we develop our programs and our services and our spaces. I think our teen space at the library now is a really good example of that. Our teens develop the programming for themselves. They are designing the space around their desires and their needs to see, you know, how it works, that set the community standards for the space. So, you know, I think about the Oasis has been developed in conversation with lots of different community groups and how mm-hmm. they'll use that. And so I'm really excited to see it come together.
Yeah, I can't wait. And folks, soon you'll be able to judge for yourself. Coolest place in town or not.
Maybe they'll write a poem about it, Rob.
Yeah, there you go. That'll be part of the topographical. Maybe that's your job.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I don't want my poetry. I might have the AI write mine.
Once again, Natalie Draper is with us from the Northfield Public Library, Northfield's Poet Laureate, Rob Hardy with us as well. Anything else you'd like to spotlight at the library this month?
I think I hit on the big... Oh, we have a concert next Friday. Mm-hmm. Tim Goodwin. It's an album release. It is next Friday, and I'm like going to see how quick I can pull up the time on that. It's on our calendar. Next Friday, Tim Goodwin's album release. It should be really great. The atrium's a wonderful place for music, too. So.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right. Natalie, Rob, thank you both for coming in. Much appreciated. I wish you the best month of March, and we'll see you right here next month in April. Yes. We'll probably see you before that.
I think you might. You usually see me walking across the street.
I usually do. There you have it.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Northfield Director of Library Services. That is Natalie Draper, along with Northfield's Poet Laureate, Rob Hardy. We've got Rich coming up in just a moment or so.
Library Love. Shh. Library Love.
The graphic mailbox is in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, we can pack it up, ship it out, and get it down the road. Fabricate a sign or a banner. We work hard to know our products. We can find the books for you and set you up with everything.